Introducing Protean City's newest generation. These kids prove that with a little attitude, a lot of courage, and even more heart, you're never too young to be a hero. So get ready for action, because these kids are outstanding.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our first student profile. Bree, thank you for being with us.
Hi, it's great to be here.
We're going to be going through your character for everybody. Let's get to know them.
My character's name is Ellis Trace. She's more known in supervillain circles as Slingshot. Her father, Adam Trace, who just goes by Trace, is a super crime guy. And, you know, she thinks of herself as his right hand. He might not, but she certainly does. She is 12 years old, but if you asked her, she would say almost 13. Very important. She is mixed South Asian and white. She's got a child, 12-year-old body, lanky and awkward, all elbows, but she feels very important all of the time. So you'll never see her with slouched shoulders or like leaning casually on a wall. Like, she's always ready and trying to appear bigger and more imposing than she is. She's got expensive clothing. Her dad was a super villain and he's good at it. So she loves to show off. This is the Scion playbook.
Mm-hmm.
I should have led with that.
It's fine.
So she's a Scion. She loves gadgets, but she's not good at making them herself. She has them made for her or given to her, or she has a wild idea and she's like, hey, does this sound like a cool thing? And then she'll get someone else to do it for her.
Is that her ability, her powers, is gadgets?
Yes, one of her moves is all the best stuff from the Scion playbook, because I just thought when I was 12, that's all I ever wanted was like cool stuff. And if we're making this awesome character, why not? Just give it to her.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong? She's almost 13.
Nothing ever. We don't have any sadness or trauma or badness ever. I don't know what you're talking about. Any other moves that you want to highlight?
Ooh, I would say that one of her abilities, her favorite ability right now, is her impeccable aim. And a slingshot was like the first thing she ever got her hands on as a kid, wreaking havoc in the house, aiming at stuff and hitting stuff off of walls, off of corners, or like, I don't know, maybe mom would come home one day and there's like a bunch of bottles lined up perfectly along the stairs. And she's like, uh-oh, I know where this is going. So I feel like chaotic from a young age. But really, that's the only power that I think she has honed at this point. And everything else, probably hit or miss.
Like most almost 13-year-olds.
Look, it's just comes with the territory.
It's perfect. As I understand it, there's a person at Pequoy that you have a pre-existing relationship with. Can you talk a little bit about that person and the relationship?
I do. My little brother, Elliot Nagra, is at Pequoy with me, and he's great.
Just like all little brothers. Yeah.
Look, I love him a lot, and if anybody touches him, they're going to have to, deal with the fallout of that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I love him a lot. That's all. That's all she would say.
That's the end. Yeah.
He's great. I'm glad that we are siblings.
Boy, that was a lot of information in those sighs. Really helpful. Thank you.
So Bree the person has little brothers, so maybe a little bit of projection.
She knows what's going on. That's okay. Elspeth the person also has a little brother, so I relate hard. Any other information you would like to share with us?
We went through abilities. We mm-hmm. went through how she looks. Well, we didn't, though. I would say that she's got a dark complexion and her hair is cut short, right? Just above her shoulders, which I think is important because she like hates it when it's touching her. It feels like it's holding her back. And it's wild and curly. And she likes space buns. So anytime she'll come across anything, like a clip or a, I don't know, something shiny, she'll just like stick it in there. I feel like it's just important for you to know as you're listening. Just imagine like, oh, the polka dot paperclip or something, you know, just like random cute things like, ah, I like this today. This is going in my hair.
Just always like at least one Lego or like.
Okay, no, not a Lego.
It's cute.
I mean,
it's
if fun. Elliot put it there without her knowing, it probably would stay in a curl. So yeah, maybe one Lego. I take it back.
Okay. I knew. all right. Thank you. I'm really excited to play with you.
Me too. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we hope that you're excited to meet Bree's character, Ellis, and we will see you soon on Outstanding.
Outstanding is emceed by Elsbeth Denman, who can be found on Twitter at Save the Turret. Ellis is played by Bree, who can be found on Twitter at Lazy Honeybee, and can be heard as part of the streaming crew at It You Crew. Outstanding is a production of the Stop Hack and Roll Podcast Network. It is edited by James Malloy and produced by Elsbeth Denman and James Malloy. Our introduction and credits were voiced by Peter DiGilio. You can find me on Twitter at Voice of Peter. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Follow us on Twitter at OutstandingPod.